Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Tune in to Dave's Good Vibration Station here on LATalkRadio.com, world's most listened to internet talk radio station. Booah! Talk about anything and everything to raise your vibration. I'm your host, Davey. Can you feel the energy swirling through your veins? Yeah, that's what we like to do here. We raise vibration. That's just who we are. That's what we do. And that's our passion. Welcome to the Vibration Station, the show where we talk about, you know what I'm going to say, anything and everything to raise your vibration. Now, we have a very special show lined up for you guys today. We're going to be talking about inspiration. We have a very special guest, a pretty well-known DJ in the Los Angeles area. We're going to introduce him in just a moment. So we're going to be talking about following your highest joys, how to create a career out of your highest joys, and we're going to hear from experience how someone was able to follow their passions and get recognized for doing what they just absolutely love to do. So this is really inspiring to me. When I have the opportunity to connect and, meet with people that are truly passionate about the things that they do, you know, because in this world, the greatest creative inventions are driven by passion, nothing else. They're not driven by greed. They're not driven by hatred. Sure, these things are all motivating factors, but at the end of the day, it's passion that really gets you from A to B in a successful way when you are doing something that you love to do. So, having that said, I would like to welcome someone very special to the show, Brother DJ D1. Welcome, Pauly. How are you, my friend? It is a blessing to have you here on the Vibration Station.
I am amazing. Thank you for having me on the Good Vibration Station.
Yeah, baby boy. That's what I like to hear. That's what I like
Thank
to hear.
Thank you for having me. I'm ready to raise some vibrations today.
Well, that's just...
raise some vibrations, and it's so great that a station like, in a big music city like L.A. is allowing new upcoming artists to come on and, you know, promote themselves. So I do want to give big shout out to L.A. Talk Radio, especially Dave's Good Vibration Station for letting me come on and letting me talk with you guys for
A little bit. Well, hey, it's our pleasure, man. And, you know, you've really done a lot of powerful things that inspire a lot of people. You know, you've taken it upon yourself, especially in, you know, Los Angeles being one of the most competitive music markets, probably in the world, L.A., Las Vegas, New York.
It's insane. I could probably pick one of the hardest places to get a music career started, but that's why music isn't easy.
Yes, that's why, brother.
It's always a challenge, and to be honest, if it was easy, everyone would be doing it.
Those are the words of wisdom. DJ D1, if it was easy, everyone would be doing it.
Exactly. Not everything you want to do is going to be easy. You're going to have to make decisions. You're going to have to make choices based on what you really want.
Right.
And I figured out early in life that what I really want is I want to make people happy.
I
want to make people happy, and I want to make people have a good time. I mean, just me personally, I don't like seeing anyone sad. I don't.
Me neither, man.
Because it makes me sad.
Right?
It makes me sad. And then as a DJ and as someone that is used to having people have a good time, that's where my brain's wired. My
brain's wired, dude. On
how can I help out this person that's sad?
That's beautiful.
That's having a sad time.
That's beautiful, man. That's beautiful. And, you know, the way that you do that is through your music. And that's something that we're going to be talking about today. That's something really... Actually, you know, music has way more power and way more influence than most people even think. And that's why I kind of have a problem.
Music has crazy influence.
Crazy influence. It can start wars. It can end wars. It can it can create peace. It can create hatred. Music is like the puppet master of the human consciousness, right? So, like, here's an example. When you are...
You can say anything in music form.
Yes, you can.
That's what makes music so great.
Yeah.
That makes it so great, and that's what makes it a art, a musical art.
Yes.
And you are free as a musician.
Yes.
As a painter.
Yes.
As a sculptor, as a clay artist, as a, person that builds sculptures out of recycled cans for all I care.
Right, right.
Everyone has that freedom to practice their art.
Yes. Any way that you express your creative energy, your influence in the world, you're raising the vibration. Also, I wanted to let people know, if you guys want to meet DJ D1, you can definitely check him out. He's going to be at the Universal Consciousness 1111 event on September 25th at the Topanga Community House in Topanga Canyon. Make sure to check out DJ D1. He's actually going to be passing out some CDs. He has some flyers. And if you want to meet him in person, you can do so there. For more details, you can also check out universalconsciousness1111.com. Polly, I'm really excited to have you there at the event. I think it's going to be awesome. And
thank you for having me, man.
Oh, definitely, dude. Definitely. Thank you, bro. Thank you for all your help and all that you do. And I'm definitely going to see, if we can work in, getting you to play, if we can have the enough
wattage.
So these events that we hold are in Topanga, and we like to usually bring a generator with enough power to power whatever it is that needs electricity. So
of course.
If we have enough wattage, baby, you're up and going, because I love your music. I really, really love
your
music.
Thank you, baby.
Having that said, Pale Boy, I'd like to play a song. Is that cool?
Let's get into some more music, huh?
Is that cool, bro?
Let's give these people what they came to listen for.
Do you dig? So let's see. Polly, were you telling me Pursuit? That was the name of that song that you really wanted the people to hear. Was it Pursuit? Was that what you were saying?
It was Pursuit of Happiness. It's my...
Yeah. Check it out.
Pursuit of Happiness.
I got it right here. I'm so stoked.
Let me just give a little blurb about... Pursuit of Happiness is something that I consider actually be kind of like my crowning moment. And let me tell you why, because the reason I DJ the reason that I do this, the reason that I make these mixes and warp sounds and do all these bass drops, you know, big bass drops, it's for the pursuit of happiness.
Yeah, brother.
And when you find happiness, when you're on a path to pursuing happiness, you realize that happiness is all around you.
Ah, dude.
So that's what I want to challenge everyone to do, is find your path of happiness and go with it.
That's awesome. Dude, you literally just spoke the words that, like, the vibration station is built off of. Like, that's it's so true, man. Like, the pursuit of happiness, bro. You follow your excitement. You follow your joy. You express that creative energy, and you inspire the world. That's really what it comes down to. Dude, first and foremost, I completely and just unconditionally, wholeheartedly love and appreciate all that you are, DJ D1.
Thank you.
Mr. Paul. I truly, the music that you create is wonderful. We're just about to play Pursuit of Happiness. And yeah, thank you for aligning your energy with the wholeness of who you are, brother. Thank you for choosing the path of your highest self, you know? That's how this world is changed, you know, by one person at a time, just following your joy, you know?
I mean, think about it. If you aren't yourself, who are you? Who are you? There's no point in trying to be someone else, because that person's already there.
Yeah, bro.
They're already a person. Be yourself and no one else.
Dude, that reminds me of a quote. It says, don't try to be anyone else. They're all taken.
Exactly.
That's awesome. I
love that. Be yourself and realize that everyone is a beautiful person and everyone has a beautiful talent. And everyone needs to exploit their talents. What makes the world a beautiful place is when people show their talent.
Yes, dude. Yes. Dude, DJ D1 for Prez, bro. That's what I say.
Thank you,
maybe. Brother.
Maybe. I don't know.
Maybe. Maybe one of these days. Well, hey, you know you got support on Vibration Station LA Talk Radio all day. You got UC1111 support. You got support from all areas.
You.
Hey, we're starting the DJ D1 presidential campaign coming up. Starting
Let's
up.
Do it.
Speaking of the presidential.
Officially announcing.
Officially.
The next presidential race.
And hey, ironically enough, we're going to be introducing DJ D1's presidential indoctrination through the song Pursuit of Happiness.
Pursuit of Happiness.
I think that's just perfect that we went in there considering that's...
LA, turn your stereos up. Turn your speakers up. Stand up. Get up. And everyone be happy to the pursuit of happiness.
Oh, that's it, brother. In life, love, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, DJ
D1. Exactly.
Check him out. Pwop, pwop, pwop. Coming in hot. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry, brother. Ha ha, bwop. Okay, ready, boy?
Let's
ready,
do
people?
It.
DJ D1 coming in hot. Pursuit of happiness. Wop, wop, wop. What's going on here? Here we go. Yeah. Turn them up, people.
Take a hit, feeling lit, feeling right. 2 a.m. summer night, I don't care, hand on the wheel, driving drunk, I'm doing my thing, rolling the mix beside and out, living my life, getting our dreams. I'ma do just what I want, looking ahead, no turning back. People told me slow my roll, I'm screaming out, I'm screaming out, I'm screaming out, fuck that, fuck that. Tell me what you know about dreaming, dreaming. You ain't really know about nothing.
telling me to know by the light. As every night, 5 a.m., cold sweats waking up to the sky.
I'm burning up. Polly boy, that was phenomenal.
Thank you, man.
That was absolutely phenomenal. Thank you, brother. You should have seen us in the studio, man. We're dancing. We're bumping around. I almost punched a wall. dude, hey, Polly, actually, we have a very special introduction. We have a special addition to our show today. So I was blessed enough to have one of our representatives from Universal Consciousness join us in the studio. He actually, I showed him some of your music. He said he loves your music. I actually have talked with him about the power of inspiration, the power of aligning your energy and taking focused momentum and putting that momentum in a direction that yields to you the results that you wish to experience. So we actually have an in-studio guest with us today, and I would like to welcome none other than our brother Tiberius. How you doing, Ty?
I'm doing awesome. I'm doing awesome today.
That's beautiful.
This is incredible. It's a beautiful
day.
What's
up, Ty? How are you, man?
Oh, I'm doing fantastic. I'm doing absolutely great. Absolutely great. I love that song.
Well, that's good, man.
That song is awesome. Awesome. Awesome.
Awesome music, man. Awesome music. It's next level stuff, Polly. So
actually, I was the one that was dancing up and down and jumping around, and I actually bounced off the ceiling.
He bounced.
Oh, damn.
He bounced.
Easy there. Easy there. I'm pretty sure it's only about a 6 foot ceiling there.
Something,
maybe six foot.
Oh, it's higher than that. It's high.
Hey, so Polly, we you know, we're really inspired by people that, like I said earlier, choose to follow their passions and choose to not give up even when things get hard. Now, I have a question for you. Being a DJ and being in the LA area, knowing that there is competition, you know, there's every other person's a DJ, but not everyone is a successful and a good DJ that understands the binary code of their craft. Where you, you really do understand this rhythm. You understand the mathematics behind making your craft work, and you do it successfully, and you have results, and people love
it.
It's practice. So,
if there's no other way to describe of how that mix sounded, I'm going to be totally honest with you guys.
Yeah.
I did about eight cuts of the same song. And it just takes practice. It takes practice, dedication to your art, takes dedication to your passion.
Yes.
It takes dedication to what you want to be. If
don't
you don't
be
have
honest.
Dedication in your life,
yes,
I feel bad for you.
Absolutely.
It's true, bro.
I feel bad for you.
It's true,
because
man.
Because dedication
really
will get you through anything.
Anything,
if
brother.
If you have a goal that you want to achieve, and you have dedication, you put the time, you put the energy, and you put the passion into it, you can achieve the world.
Oh, bro.
You can achieve the world.
Dude, you need to be, like, you need to be a co-host on the Vibe Station, because that's literally, that's everything we talk about, bro, as you know, and that's why you are, you know, an intricate part of raising the vibration, and that's why you really, you know, your understanding of following passion and making that energy exponential.
If there's no passion,
there's no life.
If you don't have passion,
I love that.
You don't have a happy life. Now, I'm sorry if that sounds blunt. I'm sorry if that might sound a little harsh, but it's true.
No, dude,
if you don't have passion in your life, you don't have anything to look for.
You're not living for anything. Yes.
At 12 years old, I heard David Guetta on the radio at 12 years old, in those 3 minutes of hearing David Guetta's song When the Love Takes Over in 2011, I knew that one day I was going to be him.
Yeah.
And they were
beautiful.
Going to be listening to my songs on the radio.
That's amazing.
Cool.
That's amazing. I love
that. So I had dedication from 11.
Yes.
I have it now at 24.
Right.
I'm still going to have it at 34,
yep.
At 44, 254 and even 204.
Yeah, amen, brother. I'm with you.
That's awesome.
Hey, Polly, I got a question for you, man. So when you obviously, you know, you're becoming a recognized DJ in the LA area and all over social media and whatnot, I wanted to ask you, what were some of the struggles? What were some of the hardships? Was there ever a time in your career as a musician where you said to yourself, I'm going to give up? Did you ever say, like, screw this, I'm done, I'm
tired?
Story
of my life, brother.
Story, yeah.
Story of my life.
Do you have any examples you want to share?
The struggles it takes to be a musician, not only trying to do that as your career as a young person when everyone's telling you to go to college, get a real job, and do it as a side gig,
right,
but you have the dedication to say, no, this is my passion. So not only that is that hard, because a lot of people, unless you make it, they'll doubt you from the beginning. And there's core people that won't doubt you and will always have your back. But let me tell you, when you decide to become an artist, you realize who your friends are.
Oh, wow.
And your friends are the ones that stick by you. So I've come up through a lot of adversity.
Yes.
I've come up through hardship. I've come up through extreme just... To be honest, well, one of the reasons why I started DJing, I was bullied mercilessly all throughout high school, even in college. I would get bullied.
Dude, that's ridiculous.
So I found music.
That's terrible.
I found music to take me out of it.
Right.
I found music when I was feeling hurt, when I was feeling down, when I was feeling sad, when I didn't have anyone to hang out with, when I was freaking out and going through existential crises, failing my meanest college classes that I took.
Right.
So adversity has been through me, and it still is. And the truth of it is, you're never going to have moments where you're done saying F it.
Yes.
To be honest. And, you know, you're never going to have moments, because moments like that is always going to arise, but it's up to you to have the dedication that I was talking about earlier to say no. It's a hardship, but I'm going to do it.
Right.
Case in point, I didn't have turntables for a very long time. Right. I didn't have turntables for a very long time. I was using my computer. I was doing computer mixing, which is, if anyone has ever tried it with a trackpad, you know what I'm talking about.
That's some hard stuff, brother. That's definitely...
It's hard, and it really frustrates a person.
This is Ty. Let me ask you something. Did all this adversity that you experienced, did this give you strength? Did you find...
Oh, my God, yeah. Yes. I mean...
What would happen if someone bullied you? What would you think? What would you feel? And I'm not talking about...
I don't feel worthless. Aww. I feel like I wouldn't have any friends.
Paulie.
Right.
Well, hey, bro.
Like no one cared.
Hey, Davey and Ty are always your friends. Davey and Ty will always be your friends, bro. We will always get your back. And I'm sure you have, like, so many friends now, considering, like, that you...
That's where I use the adversity. That's where I use... The sadness, because everyone that told me no went in a mental checklist in my head and said, I'm going to prove you wrong.
Yes.
You don't know me now. You don't like me now.
Bro.
Wait 10 years. Wait.
Dude, that's
and
so
then
inspiring.
Come and talk to me.
That's so inspiring.
Because when you become an artist, you realize who has your back and who doesn't.
Right, right.
And it's a hurtful thing becoming an artist. It is.
Totally. Totally.
Well, it's a right brain thing.
Dedication, you do it.
Yep. 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 Well, I love it. I love it. I love the fact that the adversity, there are people out there, you know, you were talking about two types of people. There are people out there that take adversity and they make the best of it.
Yes.
Chinese symbol for adversity is opportunity. And in my life, I can tell you that I've had adversity, and I just keep pushing on. I just keep pushing on, and it makes my life that much richer to know.
That's what you have to do.
To know
that
I can overcome.
That's what you have to do, because if you look at it and you say, forget it, I'm done with it.
You fold, man.
Like,
you fold.
But what else am I going to work toward? Everyone has some goal, be it, like, call it dreams, call it far-off goals. Everyone has something that they want to be.
Yes. Yes.
You have to follow it. Adversity comes, adversity goes. But passion and dreams don't leave you.
Dude, I'm going to quote that. DJ D1. Wait, say that again. Wait, what comes and goes? Adversity comes and goes. Passion and dreams never leave you. I like that, bro.
I like that a lot.
That's cool.
Adversity comes and goes. Dreams are never going to leave you.
Yeah,
your hopes and dreams are the core of who you are.
It's very true.
Think about it.
It's very true.
Without your hopes and dreams, who are you?
Yeah.
Who are you?
It's true. You're basically
without your core.
You're basically
who are you?
You're basically like a slave to. You're a mental slave. If you don't have,
you're a mental slave to the world.
To the world, bro. To yourself. You're a mental slave to yourself, man. When you have a passion, when you have a drive, and you're not following that passion or that drive, it's called like it's somewhat of a self-destructive behavior, and people don't even understand this. But would you agree with me, Polly?
People don't get at all. I have people come up to me and go, so making any money at this thing yet? I'm like, here and there.
Sure.
Am I, David Guetta, Steve Aoki, Tiesto, Hardwell? No. Is it going to take tons of work and tons of sweat and tons of tears and tons of more adversity coming my way? Hell yeah.
Yeah.
But am I still going to get up there? You bet I am.
Definitely, brother. Definitely. And you know what? Tell me what you think about this, Polly. So I do believe, I was actually watching a documentary last night, and in the documentary, it revolved around basically the agenda of the pharmaceutical companies it essentially revolves around, a patient cured is a customer lost, where all these war veterans, they come back and then they just load them up with these medications, but there's only the certain medications. So, okay, I'm getting off. The point that I'm getting to is, would you say, okay, so a lot of the show revolved around antidepressants, saying that all these people are on antidepressants and they're also on these PTSD meds and they're, all this different stuff, which, once you take them for years and years, it really fucks with your head. Excuse my French. Really just messes with your brain. So.
Oh, totally. The medications, the antidepressants.
It's not good.
That alone, just going on the pharmaceutical companies, themselves, they're out of control.
Right. So, dude,
they're out of control.
They're out of control.
Totally.
Would you say, Polly, that the root of a lot of the reason why people choose to go on antidepressants, they look at themselves in the mirror and they say, I'm depressed. I need something to get me up because I just have no drive to get out of bed. I just want to be in bed all day. I don't want to pay my bills. I don't want to see anyone. Just close me off to the world and get me away. Okay, so would you say that a lot of that could potentially be rooted from living your entire life without ever following your passion and ever actually making your passion?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, me too. I think that
absolutely.
A lot – that's right. I'm glad you agree, because I think that a lot – our world is basically based off of the monetary system.
What we're told to do, and the model that, there's always this model. Think about it. We're taught this model from, kindergarten. You rise up through the ranks from kindergarten, 12th grade, and what happens after 12th grade? You go to college.
Yeah.
What happens when you go, after college? You're supposed to get a high-paying job. No one tells you.
Right.
That after you graduate college, this little piece of paper saying now you're a quote unquote expert in whatever field you studied, and maybe you are, and maybe you were top of your class.
Right.
But let's face it, the experts are out there, and the experts are the ones with the job.
Yes, it's very true. And I think that, you know, we get so caught up as a society in focusing on greed and focusing, but it's not always greed. A lot of it has to do with, you know, I mean, how many people have someone else to support, you know? So it's like, you know, for example, I was at Starbucks this morning, and this very sweet lady, I always see her in the Starbucks, and she was saying how she had been working there since 6 a.m. And what? Then she was going to get off her shift at, what was it? It was like, yeah, she was getting off her shift at 12. And then at 1 o'clock, she starts her next job, in which she works to until 10 p.m. She said she had like a long shift today. So I'm thinking to myself, there's no, and she was not happy. She was not in a good mood. She put on the nice smile, but you could look in her eyes and you could see the depletion of energy. You could see she was only doing it because she had bills to pay.
Oh, she's tired.
The point is, whether she's tired or not, when she was 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 years old, I'm sure she didn't dream about working at Starbucks. I'm sure she didn't dream about having to support whoever she has to support and working, you know, 15 hours, almost close to 15 hours a day, you know, just to make ends meet. No, so here's where I'm getting at. So it's people like that that have lived their whole lives. They'll work 20 years and they will, you know, 30, 40, 50 years they'll work. And until they retire. And then once they retire, sure, they get a check from the government. But then they're like, all right, then they're in lax mode. So they say, okay, well, I paid my dues. I paid into the system. I made hundreds of thousands of dollars. I did whatever I did over my lifetime, or millions of dollars, or whatever you made. And at the end of the day, they say, well, fuck, I'm depressed. I'm not happy. Well, I think that if we as a society were to encourage people to follow their excitements more, follow their joys, follow their passion, do a DJ D1 and make the music. Forget what the people tell you. Just like you said, you know, there's a lot of naysayers.
It's not forget what the people tell you. I mean, you should always, when you become a musician or any type of arts, you're always going to run up on, I'm sorry if this term sounds generational, but you're always going to run up on haters.
Right.
It's true.
Absolutely.
So not only do you say no to haters, but you say no to the adversity that you come up in life. Of course you say no to people and you prove the people wrong, but you prove your life circumstances wrong.
Right.
Don't let your life circumstances dictate how you're going to live.
Yes, dude, you said it. You said it. I actually have a quick question for Ty, if that's cool.
Go right ahead.
So, Ty, I got a question for you, brother, and then we're going to get into Fire Remix, DJ D1. Ty, my question for you, and Paul, feel free to hop in and answer on this as well, because we're all here to help each other.
I will.
What's your philosophy on following your highest excitements, following your highest joys? What's your thought on this, basically, you know, the globe somewhat being, in the people of the planet being somewhat enslaved by not knowing how to follow their passion and make money by it and support themselves? How do you think this affects the world? You know, like when you have 99% of the population, maybe less now because the world is changing, let's say like 95% of the population doing things just out of survival mode instead of doing things out of passion and joy mode. How do you think this affects the energy of the planet?
Well, first of all, Paul, I think, is having a heart attack because he's breathing. I can hear him breathe.
Actually, you were the one that I had to mute because you're the big breather over here, Ty. If you notice, I had to shut your microphone off.
That's all right. Well, the first thing that I...
Paul, you're not breathing. That was Ty.
That was me. the first thing is I've always lived my life through the one statement that says, better living through through medication or chemicals.
What?
Better living through medication.
You mean what? Chemistry?
Chemistry. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's what I like.
Ty, you high today, brother?
Yeah. Hey, I'm high on life, baby.
Okay.
So, ask me that question one more time.
Okay. How do you think people being enslaved by a monetary system to where they don't necessarily know how to follow their passion and support themselves by it, how do you think that affects the collective consciousness of the planet? How do you think the people living in a survival consciousness as opposed to people living in a excited passion consciousness affects the energy of the planet?
Perfect.
So
we
have 95% of the people doing things strictly because they feel like they have to survive.
Okay.
Where there's this other 5% that has learned the key, that has unlocked the Pandora's box, and they've learned how to support themselves financially, spiritually, and always by doing what they love to do, by following their passions.
Got it. I think it's sad.
So what would you do as... You know, so you've taken it upon yourself to join an organization that revolves around unification, high vibration, and truly spreading love and light. So for those people that are out there doing the things that don't necessarily bring them joy, doing it just to make the money, like let's say you're talking to that lady at Starbucks. She's working 15 hours today. I know that for a fact. She's working 15 hours today.
Yeah.
And then she has to be 6 a.m. at Starbucks tomorrow morning again.
Right.
So what would you say to her, man?
I would say... there's a number of different ways to approach this.
Well, what would you say to her to help her?
Real quick.
Yeah.
Because we're running out of time. Mm-hmm. Okay. Is that she needs to find something in what she is doing. She needs to decide what she wants to do. Does she want to stay on this path?
Mm.
Is this path so bad that... She needs to eject what she's currently doing and find something else.
Beautiful.
If I was her, I would assess. I would look at that and say, okay, how bad is this? Is this really, really bad? In my opinion, it sounds like it's pretty bad.
Yeah.
It sounds like it's pretty bad.
I don't know her personally, but from the look on her face and from what she was saying, it sounds like she's hurting.
Right, right. So if she's hurting, she needs to make a plan.
Yeah.
She needs to make a 30-day, 6-month, and 1-year plan.
Smart.
And a 5-year plan.
Smart.
So 5 years from now, she can look back at this moment and say, my life changed fundamentally.
Yes.
My life changed because I decided to take the bull by the horns. Mm. And change my life.
Yes.
Man, I've done it myself.
Beautifully said, Ty.
I've done it myself.
Beautifully said, Ty. That's really inspiring.
Well, thank you.
Hey, maybe I'll take you down.
Ty, those are some awesome words. And you're right. But I also would like to take you back on that, if that's acceptable, is not only, you know, I mean, of course, everyday life is everyday life. And to be honest, the artists that are big today and do this professionally have also worked other jobs. So I'm not telling this woman, let's be honest, disclaimer, I've never met this woman, and I've only heard what you have told me right now over this radio show. But she, I think, needs to find the drive again, because one of my things is, I think everyone's born with a drive.
Yeah, brother.
Everyone's born with something that you want to do. And
yes,
to be honest, I don't know if it ever really loses you.
No, you could just suppress it. You just suppress it. You know, life goes on,
right,
and you find excuses.
What I'm going to tell this woman is try and find your drive again. Try and find what you want to do when you didn't have to do this?
Yeah, bro.
What did you want to do before you were working?
Tap into that inner child. Tap into that inner child, you know? Hey, Polly.
Right.
With the time we got left, brother, I really wanted to play one of your last songs, Fire Remix. Is that cool? Is that cool if we blast this one off?
We can do Fire. We could also do the HYDL. As well as the How Deep Is Your Love?
Which one would you like to do, brother? Because we got time for one more song.
Let's do the How Deep Is Your Love.
All right.
Does that sound good with everybody?
Cool.
We're talking about love and a good vibe, you know, and a good vibrations.
I love it, dude. I love it, brother.
Pursuit of happiness. Why not? Let's do How Deep Is Your Love.
Deep is your love?
How deep is your love?
Exactly.
DJ D1 coming in hot. You can't stop it. You can't stop it. Check it out, guys.
Okay, I'm dancing again.
All right, we got to put pads on the walls.
I want you to breathe me. Let me be your air. Let me roam your body freely. No inhibition, no fear. How deep is your love? Is it like the ocean? What devotion are you? How deep is your love? Is it like Nirvana? Hit me harder. No sin. How deep is your love? Is it like the ocean? What devotion are you? How deep is your love? Is it like Nirvana? Hit me harder.
My goodness! I'm having a braingasm. This is awesome. Polly, we're gonna finish up the show with this song. Where can people listen to DJ D1, brother?
Thank you, Eddie. Everyone listening. Find me on mixcloud.com/
Iceman455. Polly, brother DJ D1, all the
new mix up there. Everyone, check them out.
Beautiful.
Everyone, get your friends, your
family.
Baby. And everyone loves someone today.
That's it, dude. I love someone today that needs it. That's it, bro. Thank you so much, Paul. All the unconditional love, light, happiness, abundance, joy, and laughter from our hearts to yours. Thank you for being in alignment with your highest self. And just thank you for being who you are, brother. I really, really love and appreciate you. And you're just so awesome, man. I can't wait to have you on the show soon. And we'll speak soon, my man. Thanks for everything, brother.
Thanks, Paul.
Thank you.
Love to you, bro. Okay. Hey, so later, my man. So to close the show, I just wanted to ask Ty, my man, what did you say? You said you wanted to say one quick thing, and we're gonna wrap this bad boy up.
Everybody, take their calendars out. September 25th, we have a big event. We got yoga, we got meditation, we got new age music. We got vendors, we got...
It's good vibes. You can check it out at www.universalconsciousness1111.com. Thank you so much, Ty, for being such an amazing representative. Thank you, DJ D1 Polly. Make sure to follow us at Good Vibe Station. Once again, all the unconditional love, light, happiness, abundance, joy, and laughter from our hearts to yours. We will see you guys next Sunday. Peace.